Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
We have the new moon. Today is Tuesday, June 8th. We have the new moon solar eclipse in the sign of Gemini on the 10th, which is a couple of days away. Some of you could already be feeling the energy. This is about the stoic. It's going to be about this. It's going to be about the stoic. I talked about that, the lunar eclipse that we had. And it was very intense for a lot of people. This, and it took us back to 2018. The summer of 2018. Wrapping up cycles. Wrapping things up. Because of Neptune's involvement, and I have Neptune in the first house. I'm a Sagittarius. With Neptune and Sagittarius trying to ascend it. With Neptune here, and the solar eclipse is going to square Neptune. It be the stoic. It's about being the stoic, you know, and because a lot of people, they've had more than enough opportunity to be individualistic, and you know, and to walk their own personal path. Now, they've had that. They've had the support that making one's own decisions, and when you made your own decision, when you walk your own path as an individual, the way that all of us do, and then you have the support for your mess up. You have the people worried. You have the people not knowing what the hell's going on. You have the people picking up that karmic energy, which causes the person that is walking the path and being individualistic and making their decision, they don't have to carry that burden of the consequence of their own decision-making, like the necessity of being responsible with their actions is put on the other people. So this eclipse is about being the stoic. I personally don't want to hear. I don't want it because I observe people. I don't want to help anybody unless I'm getting paid to do it, money. Because when something is being taken away from the person that always finds themselves due to their own bad decisions in predicaments, when something is being taken away, it kind of sobers the person up quickly or more because something is being taken away from them. Like, I help you, you give me money, okay? As opposed to you keep making your own individual decisions and messing up and I'm being your free support and carrying the burden of the consequence, the worry, the mental and emotional effect of your actions and you carry nothing. You just come to me for the free support, then you go out and continue to make your decision. Okay, no, I'm not into that. I help you, you give me money. Something is being taken from you, and it's equally being taken from me energetically for worrying about you or helping you or taking the time out of my day to deal with your bad decision-making. That is going to be a continuous cycle unless something is being taken from you also. Now, so that's my way. Now, so it's about Pete, and that would be a work situation. I've never been that type of person that said, oh, you know what? I'm just the princess of the isle. I help people for free. I'm not that one. Move it along like that. I help you, you pay me like that. Now, when it's those situations, like not work situations, hell, it could be a friend, it could be family members, it could be whatever. And they are always finding themselves in the same. They keep making bad decisions. They don't want you telling them what to do. They don't want guidance. They just want somebody to regurgitate the energy on. Because when you pass along energy, it takes the responsibility. When you have to sit with the, your own consequence by yourself, you're sitting with your own consequence by yourself. It regenerates the mind into making better decisions. Looking at, okay, I should have did that. I should have did this. I should like that. You're taking all the consequence. Now, when you run to an unsuspecting person or somebody that you look at as a fool, and you you vomit your issue that is never ending, or you just do what you want to do, and you know that other people are going to help you out of the situation. Or you do what you want to do, you, then you go just go say, I just want to vent to somebody like that. No, because that takes all of the consequence and all of the mind regeneration, configuration, energy away from the person that makes the bad decisions. They don't get to sit with all of it. They have a person, it's like they pass it on to that person. And then they leave, it's off me. I did that stupid shit again. It's off me. I gave it to you by saying I need to vent. I gave it to you. Now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to still make some more stupid decisions. That's how the energy works. It's not, well, I come to this person. This person tells me to get my shit together and I actually get it together. And take other people into consideration to understand that when I don't get my shit together, it bothers other people other than me because it affects their life. They worry. They have to get me out of shit like that. People don't think like that. People are only interested in doing what they want to do without having the consequences and think that other people are going to be their dumping ground. Not I. Because you come towards me, put the money in the bucket, especially if I don't know you. Now, if anybody else is about and some people would love to have people like me as a friend, because they'll be like, if I had her as a friend, we could be talking about all my fucked up issues and fucked up decisions I've made, and I have free advice. And I'm not looking for friends. Put the money in the bucket. That's what I'm looking for. Now, hold on just a second. And if I was open to friends, they would be responsible and they would have, everybody has issues, but it wouldn't be every month. It wouldn't be recurrent issues. It would be, I could understand somebody every once in a while having a problem and reluctantly coming to you like that. It takes a lot. Like it would take a lot for me to come to a person and burden them with my bad decision-making. I would sit with that and try to resolve it within myself. Now that, those are the type of friends that I would have. So this solar eclipse is about the stoic. Anything that comes towards me and is recurring with the same person or people and they're not putting money in the bucket, I'm going to be the stoic. I'm not moved. I think out of each individual, 99% of the communication should be about positive things happening in their life. And 1% of the time, they should find themselves in fucked up situations due to their own decision making, and it should affect other people and have other people worried. If 99% of your interaction with other people isn't about the positive, you having positive news or something you did by yourself, you've accomplished a positive goal, you're not living life right like that. If that isn't the damn case, like that. Now, is the way that I see it. So I'm only accepting positive news, positive things that people have solution by themselves, and they're telling me about the problem they had after the fact and how they solution it. Good news is I'm not being moved. My moon is in Capricorn. I'm not being moved by anybody's bad decision-making and what they got themselves into again, which is recurring and a never-ending story, because the burden of the consequence of getting one shit together is placed on other people, and the other people are doing the worry. The other people are doing the fearing. The other people are doing the wondering. And that person doesn't have to do that. All they have to do is act stupidly, and then they don't have that type of consequence. Hell no. If it's not good news about something you've accomplished in your life after the fact, I don't want to hear it. I am the stoic. I'm not even going to entertain it. I'm not even going to comment on it. I'm going to act like the information, the person, does not exist unless it's something good. And 99% of what you should be talking, exchanging with other people, as a result, your life should be positive. 1% should be negative, and you should find yourself in those situations every once in a while. And you'll find yourself in those situations every once in a while if you're not out living life like a damn spinning top that needs to be stomped out. If you're understanding that the decisions that you make, if you are irresponsible, it's not about you being an adult can do what you want to do. It's about you make bad decisions. And nobody wouldn't give a damn if you were carrying the full consequences of those decisions and it didn't affect anybody else. Nobody, I don't give a shit what anybody does as long as it doesn't affect me emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually, or practically. And then you can do what you want to do. And you wouldn't hear a peep out. I'll be over here in my own lane. Now, I start talking when what you do affects me, meaning you're coming to me for guidance. Put the money in the bucket. But other situations are, and I'm open to those, that helping people in that way because it benefits me. Yeah, I should be benefited by having to bear the burden of your bad decisions. There should be an equal exchange. Yeah. Now, friends and family members, I don't care what you do. As long as your bad decision making doesn't affect me. And you wouldn't hear a word from me. Yeah, I believe in supporting people that get themselves in situations every once in a while. And then everybody else is invited into their bad decision making and have to support them. Every once in a while. 90% of that interaction should be positive. Or you ain't living life right. Like that. You don't know how to live your life. You haven't learned. You don't grow. Because you take the significant ingredients to growing after you made a bad decision. You put that burden of oppression on somebody else mentally and emotionally. And you should keep it and have to sit with it. And it aids in your own mental reconfiguration. Like that. Now, so I'm the stoic at this solar eclipse. I don't want to hear anything but good news. Like that. Now, I'm going to be talking about sex the whole solar eclipse. Okay. Now, we read from an astrologer that I like with that lunar eclipse. We're going to read from the same astrologer with the solar eclipse. I'm going to do a prayer. I stated that I wasn't going to do any more public prayers. I'm going to do what? Universe, I ask for abundance financially, money. I'm not that type of person that pretends it's not important. I ask for windfalls of money because I've had to deal with people's recurring bad decision-making and stupidity. So I believe that I deserve windfalls of money and that it would be an appeasement for me. I believe that I deserve to be restored emotionally, mentally, physically, and practically for dealing with people's bad decision-making recurring, whether they were paying me or not. I believe that that is what is due me. I, universe, want a man, a fine hunk of a man, because I don't pretend that his body is not important. Someone that is virile, very sexually active, very fine, physically, emotionally, and mentally, body banging, wealthy, financially abundant, very generous. I don't pretend that that's not important. I'm the most authentic person you have on earth. I also, universe, I want my mansion. I want my dream house because the neighborhood is going to shit potentially. It hasn't gone there yet, but I just have a feeling. And so I believe that I deserve all those things like that. Amen. Amen. You can send three men, actually, that fit all three of the criteria, and I'll deal with all three of them. Now, that's it. Now, let's see. The new moon, June 2021 solar eclipse. And I believe also, universe, as a side note, anybody that has taken part in blocking my prosperity, I believe that you should that's going to be a secret what I believe you should do about that. Amen. And remember, amen. You can send three this time again, but send the correct three like that. Now, let's move on. The Gemini new moon on Thursday, June 10th is an annular solar eclipse. It is conjunct Mercury retrograde and square Neptune. So the spiritual meaning of the new moon, June 2021, astrology relates to mental confusion and deceptive communications. Treachery, it states. Okay. The solar eclipse June 2021 astrology is influenced by fixed stars that give self-confidence and courage, but also a tendency toward recklessness, belligerence, and treachery. What is most needed in the months ahead is caution and honesty, but this June 10th solar eclipse and the May 26th lunar eclipse both bring confusion, deception, and vulnerability. It's interconnecting it with the lunar eclipse that we had in May on the 26th in Sagittarius. The new moon, June 2021 astrology. The strongest influence on the June 10th solar eclipse at 19 degrees Gemini is Mercury retrograde. Could be, yeah, because Mercury is retrograde in Gemini, less than 1 degree away. The square to Neptune is not so strong at over 3 degrees orb, but its confusing and deceptive influence is still very significant because Mercury station retrograde squared Neptune staying within a 2 degree orb from May 25th to June 9th. The destabilizing influence of Saturn square Uranus is also a powerful influence on the new moon June 2021 astrology and an orb of just 0 degrees. I'm loving Saturn being in Aquarius. Solar eclipse meaning. A solar eclipse is just like a regular new moon where the moon passes between Earth and the sun. However, a solar eclipse is more powerful because the moon darkens the sun. We should be in darkness on the 9th, actually. Solar eclipse June 2021 is an annular solar eclipse, so not all of the sun will be darkened. In this type of partial eclipse, the apparent diameter of the moon is smaller than the sun's, leaving a ring of light around the eclipse sign. The strongest and most important aspect of astrology is sun conjunct moon. It gives an invigorating burst of energy and initiative, but also brings emotional balance, not irrationally emotional, and not too cold and calculating. It means all possibilities are on the table, and you can rightly put yourself at the forefront of new plans for the future. So this is an excellent time for making a fresh start, turning over a new leaf, or starting a new project. You could also question old habits, behaviors, and beliefs as you search for new and inventive ways to make progress. So there is positivity. With new moons, we know that there is this positive. Okay. But this is a solar eclipse. But let's continue. Now, solar eclipse June 2021 aspects. Solar eclipse conjunct Mercury puts the focus on your thinking and communications and short distance travel. Expect an increase in personal attention in your neighborhood. That's Gemini. With siblings, schools, and over the internet. So this would be a busy eclipse phase with lots of appointments, correspondence, meetings, social activity, new information to process, and decisions to make. This alignment would normally enhance your rational thinking, communication, and social skills. However, with Mercury in retrograde motion and this eclipse square Neptune, your thought processes are likely to become distorted, leaving you vulnerable to confusion and deception. Now, I'm being a stoic. I'm not going to be moved by anybody's issues where that person specifically isn't bringing the whole picture into clarity. And then you're worried about them and you don't even know what's going on and they're acting damn stupid. If I don't have the whole picture, I'm not worried about anybody, period, with the whole picture or not. I've paid my dues and done that. So if I don't have the whole picture and all the clarity, I don't care. If they're trying to keep shit secret and all that, doing that, all that stupid stuff, why would they deserve to be worried about or focused on? I don't care. I don't care. I'm done doing all that stuff. I'm done with that. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Even with putting your money in the bucket with clients, if you come trying to deceive me, I can see through it. I would tell the people in personal readings, I'm not the one you could try to deceive with partial story. And you pretend to be the innocent one. I'm done with that also, and you're giving money. Like that. No, no, no. Take extra care with your words and try not to react too quickly in any arguments or if provoked. I'm not reacting, period. Because I'm going to take the approach of not giving a shit and only caring about my own life. And I don't burden other people with the decisions that I've made. Or expect them to carry the emotional, mental, practical load of them. I sit back and self-reflect. Double check all of your emails and posts before hitting the send button. Business negotiations will be in a state of flux, so be extra careful about signing contracts. Some important details will not be available, and others may be unreliable or dishonest. Yeah. Solar eclipse square Neptune can have a weakening effect on your vitality, making it hard to get motivated or enthusiastic about anything, especially hard work. Events or other people could cause confusion and disappointment. I'm not being disappointed about anybody's decision. They're going to carry the burden of disappointment. I don't care what they do. That's their life. You may feel insecure, guilty, and apologetic. That's how they need to feel. Personal relationships may be subject to dishonesty and deception. Yeah, secrets will be harder to keep and harder to uncover. I don't care about anybody's secrets. I don't give a shit what they're doing. That's the solar eclipse for me. That's the new moon for me. I don't care. Put your money in the bucket. Now, if you're a different person and it's not a work situation and you're having an issue, once in a blue moon, you have a problem. It's new that you're even sharing a problem. It's new and you're usually responsible, then I'd be willing to listen to that. Any recurring and always problematic and all of that, and you never learn and you never get it. You just go through life like that. I'm stomping you out. I'm stomping you out like that. Now, let's move on. Personal relations may be the subject to dishonesty and deception. Secrets will be harder to keep and harder to uncover. Seeing only the best in people is increased the chance of becoming disillusioned or worse. I see the worst of people until they've shown the best. Now, when people make bad decisions a lot, I start seeing the best and thinking that that's going to eventually be a positive outcome because they're going to choose differently. I'm stopping doing that at the new moon. That's what's taking at the solar eclipse. That's what's being sparked into me. I'm going to see the worst in them until the best comes, and I'm not even going to be looking or caring or hoping or wishing or caring if that comes. Talk about turning over a new leaf. I'm most definitely doing it. Over-idolization and gullibility could lead to loss, scandal, or slander. To counter these deceptive influences, you must be above board in all of your dealings. You could also be more susceptible to some psychological and health issues. Paranoia and hypochondria are possible, but you may also be susceptible to infection and poisoning. Health problems may be difficult to diagnose, or there may be a misdiagnosis. Religion and other forms of spirituality or ceremony will help out if you start to lose faith. I'm standing my own emotional and psychological lane from now on as it regards to other people. Because I never bring my issues to other people's door expecting them to solve them. I never leave my issues there, and I don't have to deal with the consequence that is positive that creates my regeneration and my configuration. I never do that. And I'm blocking out. Nobody's going to do that to me either. If you don't have good news, I don't want to hear your news. Unless you're putting the money in the bucket. If you're a personal person to me and all your news has been fucking bad and you keep yourself in the same damn cycle and you refuse to break it and you act stupid about it, that's your ass. I don't care. It's your life. Do it what you will. Help should be towards somebody that has a problem every blue moon. Every blue moon they have a problem and they need your support, your free support. That's different. Because it shows that the person is responsible. They watch what they do. They watch their actions. They try to do right. These ones that don't even try, hell, you're on your own like that. Don't bring that bullshit to me because I don't care. You're going to be ignored like that. You really must avoid treachery and scandal. Even little white lies could lead to major embarrassment or the need for more convoluted cover-ups. Avoid conspiracy theories or strange and extreme spiritual or religious views. Protect yourself against loan sharks, pushy salespeople, cult leaders, and psychic vampires. That's what they are, psychic vampires and emotional and energetic vampires that always keep themselves in problems. Damn ticks and leeches is what they are. You must be more susceptible. You may be more susceptible to infection, poisoning, or overdose. So Saturn square Uranus. Climaxing on June 14 brings restrictive change or unexpected restrictions to the solar eclipse June 2021 astrology. It could bring change that you don't want. It also makes it harder to make the kind of changes you do want. This could be a very frustrating time of rising tensions and sudden expected changes, but it does not have to be like that. If you stay open-minded, patient, and flexible, what at first seems like challenges can be turned into opportunities to rid yourself of negative, restrictive, and limited things in your life. And everybody always says they're adults, they make their own decisions. Well, goddammit, take the consequences for them and stop inviting other people into your bad decision-making. That's when you're an adult. You don't just, I'm an adult, I get to make the decision. Hell, being an adult means you take the consequences also by yourself. New moon, June 21 stars. The new moon, June 2021 solar eclipse in the sign of Gemini is actually located between the horns of the bull constellation Taurus. This discrepancy is due to the precision of equinoxes, which has moved the sun signs almost a whole sign out of alignment with the constellations for which they were named over 2,000 years ago. So astrology changes too. Who would have thought? So because those people that make decisions and say that I'm a dud, they never take other people into consideration that worry about them. Make your damn decisions because you're grown, but deal with the consequences by yourself too. They don't take other people into consideration. Well, if I do this and be stupid, even though I'm a stupid adult, maybe this is going to cause this person to worry. If I do that and be dumb, even though I'm a dud and I can make the decision, maybe people worry about me because they love me. They don't do that. So the same way they would tell you, F you, and you worrying, okay, F them, and they can do what they want to do and deal with the consequences about it. That's the way that I'm looking at life from now on. That's my new leaf. Now, but as the list below shows, this eclipse does not align with major stars in Taurus. It is constellation Orion and Auriga that have influence over the new moon June 10th astrology. Auriga, the charioteer. That's me in the chariot getting the hell on and leaving the past behind. Now, constellation Auriga is like Mars and Mercury, high enterprise, combative, destructive. It gives self-confidence, interest in social and educational problems, happiness, funness of country life, interest in teaching or upbringing of young people, but the danger of great vicissitudes. Auriga is one of the most fortunate constellations in the sky, but may still portend earthquakes if situated unfortunately as regards to solar eclipse. Orion the Hunter. Constellation Orion is said to give a strong and dignified nature, self-confidence, inconsistency, arrogance, violence, impiety, prosperity in trade, and particularly by voyages or abroad, but danger of treachery and poison. Orion is the constellation of war and gives arrogance, rebellion, strength, and courage. It also has a direct influence on agriculture and presages violent storms and much rain. Bellatrix, the female warrior, that's me. Now, fifth star Bellatrix gives great civil or military honor, but the danger of sudden dishonor, renown, wealth, eminent friends, and liability to accidents causing blindness and ruin. It makes women lucky, loquacious, and shrewdish with a mighty tongue or high-pitched, hard, and sharp voice. Aye! Okay, not that type of woman. I can't stand that sound. Bellatrix is like Mars and Mercury, so it gives quick decision-making with thoughts and plans being realized with energy, courage, fighting spirit, strategic talents, ability to organize, and discrimination, but also often the reckless aggressiveness of a belligerent daredevil. Advancement and success are possible if the positive properties can be drawn out, but those who succeed always have to allow for being surrounded with envy and hatred. I'm surrounded by that consistently. I always stated I had a prayer for the universe of those that have intentionally blocked. We're going to, so universe, that's going to be between me and you. Amen. And remember, amen. Three men. It could be three. Now, the name Bellatrix means female warrior or the Amazon star. It gives great courage, but tendency to fight futile or lost causes if not well aspected. Sun with Bellatrix, facilitating changeable, indecisive in business, mechanical ability, riches and honor, blindness by accident. Moon with Bellatrix, luxury, lust, vain, ambition, waste, ruin, blindness by accident, great power, honor and wealth, honor in material matters as soldier, surgeon, or metal worker, may attain distinction through courage. New Moon, June 2021 summary. The June 10th solar eclipse conjuncts Mercury retrograde and square Neptune will create much confusion, misinformation, misunderstanding, paranoia, deceit, and treachery. It also brings susceptibility to infection and poisoning. So the solar eclipse June 2021 astrology calls for caution, clarity, honesty, and self-belief. The fifth stars joining this eclipse do provide the self-confidence, courage, and discrimination to counter the deceptive influences of the planetary aspects. But they also give a tendency toward rush thinking, belligerence, and recklessness. They increase the risk of envy, hatred, treachery, and poisoning, as well as earthquakes and violent storms. The envy, the hatred, the treachery, the poisoning would come from women towards other women. Those you that 2018 that happened to you, you're released and freed from that on the 10th. And a woman did it. Surprise! Why am I the only one that's not surprised? So you're being freed from that. If it didn't happen to you in 2018, the poisoning, and stop accepting everything people give you, especially women. Stop accepting people that come towards you nicely and smiling and acting nice. Those are the wolves in sheep's clothing. The real nice people know to protect themselves by a tough, hard, no nonsense, I don't put up with the bullshit out of shell. Those that are coming nice are the devil. They're the wolf in sheep's clothing. Some of you are free from this energy of poisoning, past life or 2018. Of envy, of hatred, of treachery, of jealousy. And it's all done by women. Surprise. Now, the June 10th solar eclipse combined with the May 26th lunar eclipse form an eclipse phase that lasts until the lunar eclipse on November 19, 2021. Okay, so this is going to continue. The lunar eclipse is causing a test of faith due to greed, excess, immorality, deceit, crime, and disease. Confusion, deception, and vulnerability are common on both eclipses. Some of you will be free from this energy. Others of you being taken by it. those of you that have the envy and the hatred towards other people, I did a solid prayer for you. Amen. Amen. Three men, universe, wealthy ones. With fine bodies. I'm going to have to reiterate that. Fine bodies, universe, like that. Open for marriage. The perfect man for me. The perfect man. Talk about honesty. Let's move on. Solar eclipse, June 2021. Visibility. The June 10th annual solar eclipse will be visible from parts of northeastern Canada, Greenland, the Arctic Ocean, etc. I'm not going to read that. So, we're going to close it out by with a prayer. Universe, and it's going to be about me. Okay, universe, I ask that I am restored emotionally, mentally, physically, practically meaning money. I'm not one of those women that pretend that's not important. I'm honest, I'm truthful, I'm real, like that. You recognize that, universe. I appreciate it. Thank you for your protection. Thank you. Now, I ask that my bank account is overflowing. I ask that my emotional and mental health is restored. What was taken away by dealing with other people's problems, whether they were putting the money in the bucket and those that weren't. I ask that that is all restored and the burden of their bad decision-making is laid squarely at their feet. In any way that you choose, I don't care about that. It's more about me now. Now, I ask that you bring me men that are to my liking sexually, financially. Of course, in personality, you don't have to say that. That would be obvious. That's what I ask that you bring me. I ask that you bring me my dream home that I had put on the back shelf. But now I'm wanting it. That's what I ask. Amen. Amen. Three men. Bye.